this is Stuttering Craig, and I wish G1 Attack was my girlfriend.
Rockin' hard since the 1980s, or 2008, I don't know what's hardcore. But anyways, G1 Attack, woohoo! Guys, what's up? Welcome to G1 Attack. This is our fifth episode, Cinco de Mayo, whatever. This is Awkward Todd, one of the hosts.
French Ben.
And Opinionated Troy.
Yep, this is your first time actually on the podcast recording. After you got like shafted like 3 to 4 times, like after episode 1.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened there.
Know, what a shame.
Screwed over. I think as we were like trying out all this new stuff, new recording techniques, like... And we had Birdman on and stuff like that, so, yeah, again, man, sorry. I actually saw you on game day with High School Ben, and I was confused at first. I mean, you were like, hey, Todd, I was like, what? How the hell do you know my name? It's like, oh, maybe G1 Attack's getting popular, but no, it's just you.
Yeah, disappointment for the win.
Disappointment, dude.
Oh, laser.
Alright, so what have you guys been up to?
Not too much, man. Well... Let's see, let's just go down with what we're doing today. So, first of all, we're gonna have a little chit-chat like always, then the featured blog and video. Oh, my bad, not featured blog and video. Then the review, then featured blog and video. Then we have some forum activity, and then we have a good discussion about video games and other mediums. So, stay tuned, everybody, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah.
So, guys, what's been going on? How's the life of a French guy and some guy from Philadelphia?
How's it going? Alright, for my part, actually, I've been freaking busy as hell because, you know, I have my own show, Games You Might Not Know. Please check it out on thatguywiththeglasses.com. And it took me, like, wow, my time away. I mean, wow, I don't even have much time for the podcast. But, hey, I'm still doing French Ben interviews, so it's okay. And actually, yeah, this is freaking making me busy as hell, and I'm trying to find an apartment to move over to UK by the first of by mid-September. So it's going to be a hell of a month and a hell of a September month. And I can't wait, it's going to be a lot of fun, but damn, I'm busy, dude.
Damn, I just got school. That's why I've been busy.
And I'd pwn you all, I have not been busy since I basically don't do anything yet.
You lazy bastard.
I was busy just... doing watching guys play Metroid. If you haven't heard about it yet, that 72-hour marathon to raise money for cancer, these guys are playing Metroid, and currently they're over their goal, but they're still looking for donations. I was up till 5 o'clock, actually no, 6 a.m. my time, supporting them, and then I fell asleep for 3 hours, and then they came onto the podcast. Also, I was doing I Want to Be the Guy that entire time.
That's a fun game.
Letting you know, it's still impossible, and I'm on the Goblins and Ghouls part, if anyone wanted to know.
What? Yeah, great. That's a good cause, though. I mean, personally, yeah. I feel so bad. Like,
everyone
a great
says,
way to raise money, and I would just go, like, buy crap.
Yeah, everyone says, Metroid pones cancer. That's like the slogan.
Or Samus's boobs.
Yeah, Samus's boobs.
Cancer money.
And it's very great, money. Because it's advertised... also video games to the massive audience, I guess. It means that you can play video games for a good cause, and it's awesome because you cannot watch movies for a good cause, but you can do video games. So, you know, it's something that's only possible in a media art form in video games, because if it was like something, I'm going to listen to every freaking city by Blink 182, who fucking cares? But playing Metroid
easy,
is something,
dude.
Yeah, it would be great.
That'd be like 30 minutes of your time. Like, it's not that hard to listen to all of them. Okay, anyway, I think we should get into the discussion question, which is, what is the sweetest thing that you've done online? So basically, what's that online moment that made you go, OMFG?
Like, Troy?
Alright. Well, this is actually pretty recent. On the game day, it was pretty... it involves Todd right here.
Troy has AIDS, so... by the way, so...
You wish, Todd, you wish. Anyway... So on the game day, we're on, what map was it again, Todd? I keep forgetting.
Go Screw Yourself? I think that was the
song. So what was it, Todd? Come on. Be honest.
It was Guardian. It was the Guardian.
Yeah, so on the Guardian map. Alright, so it's the game day. We're both with Ben. And I'm getting shot at in the middle. So I jump down. And of course, Todd's standing there. He shoots me in the back. And I run towards him. And all of a sudden, he spastically turns left and shoots not even close to me. I walk up to him, jump, and then melee him to death. And then I teabag his corpse just for fun.
Alright, although
unfortunately, Todd owned me many times afterwards.
Yep, hope you get better from your AIDS, man. Okay, so, Ben, you wanna go next?
Well, oh my god, one time, I've been playing Rainbow Six 3 Raven Shield. I don't know if you've played this game, but in online that was the freaking shit. And the team, you know, the team play you need to have in order to win a battle is just fantastic in online warfare. So we had this really big events, like it was a match that was very high stake for actually. At least for me, because it was one of the best team in my country, and we were one of the worst. But you know, it would have been so great to kick them out. And at one time, they pretty much like wiped whole our team in one round, and I was the only one remaining. And just with the stress, I don't know why, but maybe God took my mouse and played instead of me. And oh my God, I killed them all in a row, and they were so freaking what the fuck. You know, and yeah, in a row, and we won the round because I saved the day, killing all these guys, and they were some of the best players in France. So yeah.
God was like, "Get the fuck off, you nub!" And he just takes over and kills everyone.
What about you, Todd?
Me? Mine's a thing where it's like, okay, I play Halo 3. It's one of the few online games that I have a chance to play because I'm so busy. But I usually just go on and play big team social and wait for a Covey's match because I love the Ghost. And because of that, and recurring playing of that, I got freaking good with the Covey, or the Ghost, my bad. Where I splatter people, I get tons of kills with that. Then one day I was playing Sandtrap, and now I've ran over a bunch of people. I've run over a guy in a Mongoose one time. But this time I was just driving around, and I try to stay away from the other Ghosts because they shoot you because they're dicks. And I just want to like run people over and have fun. But I decided, I'll screw it, I'll just ram into this guy to give him a little damage. I run into another Ghost, and I splatter the Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost on Ghost splatter. It was awesome. I was like, dude, I didn't know that could happen. Now I'm like praying that one day I can like splatter a tank or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Splatter an elephant, man. That big thing.
I mean, yeah, it's physically possible,
it's probably not possible with the game.
I could try to flip the elephant and like go up to it like, please flip the elephant. How the fuck did you manage that? I love that little thing.
Well, that's very great stuff, dude. What do we have next?
Okay, next we have a review, and then after that review, we're gonna have, of course, the featured blog and video of the week, so stay tuned! Get ready for your next gaming fix, or your possible next gaming mix, with the G1 Attack Game Review. Sonic Boom! Yeah, my feet don't touch the ground. See the world spinning upside down. A mighty crash with Hey guys, just due to time constraints, I'm afraid I'll have to give you sort of a quick review, but regardless, this is going to be a review for a movie that just came out this week, and I'm talking about Tropic Thunder. Now, when I initially saw it, I thought I wasn't going to be that interested in it, but after seeing it, you know, people say, oh, it's a Ben Stiller movie, or oh, it's a movie with these actors that are kind of one note, kind of stupid, looks pretty stupid. Let me just say, it's probably one of the greatest satires of not only a war movie, but also the movie industry that I've ever seen. I mean, it really does pull off everything perfectly. In fact, so good that I thought it was directed by Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the guys who make South Park. It was satire that good. Ben Stiller really shows the stuff as the director for this film, and it just really, really displays what he's capable of. Now, if you don't know already, the plot of this movie is that they're filming a movie, the most expensive war movie ever, about all these different actors from all these different genres, the action guy, the comedy guy, the rapper, the Method award-winning actor and all that type of stuff, and they're shooting a movie, but they're not getting what they want, and they're about to shut the movie down until their war veteran, Nick Nolte, says, the best way to do with this movie is to put them in the jungle and show them what it's really what for. And yeah, so they put them in the real jungle with real, real events, but then it turns out that they're actual, like, drug lords and I think it's Mao or Lao, where they like have to fight off of them, and they don't think it's real. But the real starting point of this entire movie, the reason why it's a must see, is Robert Downey Jr. People may say it's offensive that he's a black man, but he's just electrifyingly funny. What he puts out on the screen, it rivals. If he was actually black, he could have been the new Samuel L. Jackson. You know, that same effect, where on screen he has such a screen presence as this character. I mean, it's just so good. So, everyone brought their A game, and everyone did a great job in the movie. So, really, if you love satires, if you love comedies, you know, if you love to see the movie industry parody, this is a great movie to go see. So, I give it a thumbs up. Again, sorry for the short review. Just got a little low on time. So, get back to the show! Get ready for some sweet content by some awesome G1s here on G1 Attack's featured blog and video. Stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back and welcome to the featured blog and video of the week. So what we got here is the first blog, and we have a blog submitted by Falcon Punch 3, which has actually been a series of blogs which I checked out, and they were interesting ideas. It's his ideas for video game ideas, which I think we all like had like an idea for a video game at one point, so it's cool to see what his thoughts are on it. What do you guys think?
I think that's great because it's a crossover of between Mario and Kirby. And actually, I like to see that because I know with Super Smash Bros. Now we can expect like anything, any kind of crossover from the Nintendo franchises. And well, actually, he has a real lot of ideas, and I'm pretty sure he really thinks what the game should look like in his head. And I'd like actually to see like a fake screenshot of an actual game that would make a clearer idea, but he really have a ton of ideas, and actually I would be pretty excited to play a Mario and Kirby crossover platformer. That would be great.
Yeah. Honestly, this guy has really thought it over. Like, he literally thought of the story, the percentages of dropping. It's like, who even thinks of that? And like, it's crazy. Abilities and everything. This guy should be on development team immediately. He would bring.
Yeah.
He could bring the Sonic series back if he did this all over.
I don't know if Miyamoto is listening to G1 Attack, but Miyamoto, if you are, please hire Falcon Punch 3 because he has a ton of ideas.
Yeah, if Mark Marta is listening, come on, help us out here.
I just love that if like Falcon Punch is like, oh, I got a private message. Mr. Miyamoto, who's this guy? Hey, you want a shop? Oh, sure. I love Squid Attack.
I love to break the psychological barrier.
But his other ideas are pretty good too. Like, I saw his, basically it's Super Smash Brothers, but if it was like Mario Kart or something like that, which would be fun.
How would that even be possible? Super Smash Brothers mixed with Mario Kart.
Well, just have all the characters in carts.
Oh, yeah. Samus on a
cart. That would be ridiculously tough to control. I can imagine. Yeah. You're trying to like shoot your weapon, I'm like, oh no, jump! Fall off the map.
That'd be great if they did have that, just fall off the map or something. But I don't know how they'd incorporate it.
You know what I want?
Anyway, yeah, it's
true. It'll be a good idea for a game.
What?
If you can kill some just guy that you hate randomly over and over again, like Jar Jar Binks from Star Wars.
Or Dimitri Kosfula or Vasfula or whatever.
Or have...
I hate that guy.
Yeah, that'd be the greatest game ever.
I love that though. In Grand Theft Auto 4, you actually get a chance to go back and play it again, and you like you have to do a mission with him. I just spent like 20 like an hour just like shooting him because I hate him so much. Okay, anyway, guys, let's go on to the video, which is this is a cool series. It's called Renter or Buyers. It's called, and this is by Dusty03.
Yeah, Dookie03.
Like
it's Dookie03.
Dookie03?
I'd have to guess.
Yeah, it's called Renters and Buyers, and this edition that we found is called Dead Rising and Uncharted, where he basically reviews Dead Rising and Uncharted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, I think that Uncharted is a pile of crap, but, it's not my... Because Dead Rising is such a legendary game, but from the show itself, it's very cool. I mean, it's a very cool attempt, and I really hope the best for the series. It's from C. Blurry Productions. They say it's a new show, and they even got like some kind of website. So please, guys, like, go check this out, because it's a, I guess it's going to be a very cool series if they keep on, and so I guess they need a little motivation. So guys, please leave a comment on that.
Yeah, that's really the thing, dude. If you comment in like any little bit, if you could just get like 2 seconds of your time, that helps a lot with people's self-esteem and like motivation to produce series.
Yeah. Although I gotta say one thing, that intro has to be the weirdest intro ever. It's just them screaming and then looking around their apartment.
I love
how did they pull that off? I don't know. It's like if Mario and Sonic decided to make love, I don't know what their babies would look like.
Who wants to have two babies?
Yeah, that's great. Random intro for the win, man.
Yeah, for the win. Like it. It's just them like shooting stuff around like with a bunch of guys, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it's cool. The music works.
Somehow
and,
I pulled it off.
The atmosphere is cool. I like the atmosphere personally.
It's like it's a question of all mankind of how they pulled it off.
That's very cool, because Dead Rising deserves more attention than it has, because people who've played it knows it's a freaking masterpiece of its generation, but people who haven't still think it's a standard beat 'em up.
AKA,
but it's not. Yeah. It's a freaking legendary title, man. It's one of the best titles of its generation.
Oh, definitely. Like, I used to have a band, I use the term band loosely because we'd all come over with our instruments and stuff like that, and all we would do is sit in front of the TV and play Dan Dead Rising for like 3 hours.
Do you mean my...
I'm totally serious. We just played Dead Rising, and we totally screwed band practice.
By band practice, do you mean sit in front of your TV playing Rock Band, or...
No, I mean, serious, like, we actually, like, had a band. We were trying to start it, but it was the whole thing where, like, the guy's like, dude, we should do this.
Let's go play Dead Rising.
And my other friend's like, dude, we should go do some, like, online video or something. Like, look at this online video. It's a whale getting in the nuts. It's really funny.
And hey, Dead Rising is not a waste of time anyway, because it's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, my list is Rock Band 2 next, and then I'll probably go for Soul Calibur, then Dead Rising. Yeah.
Pick it
up. Man, that,
really
you can get Dead Rising for like very cheap, like 10 or 15 bucks, dude, and it's definitely worth it. Alright, dude, what do we have next?
Okay, now we have some forum activity.
Stop that!
First up we have is the... This has kind of been posted before, but I like the idea. It's Stuttering Craig quotes, because the more I think about it, he has a lot.
Yeah.
Like we have
a lot of
breaks.
Catchphrase, actually.
Yeah, we don't take breaks. Wiggity whack.
DJ Crazy Craig.
Wiggity whack. Vampire Rain. Remember the song?
Somebody send me like that.
Yeah, that was crazy lame.
Yeah, the one I actually picked personally, I don't know why I find this so funny, I just thought he delivered it so well. It was the hard news recap of the Iron Man of Gaming, where they're all telling what they liked, and then Jerry just like goes like, my favorite part is when I arm wrestled High School Ben, and then I pranked Craig, and it made him piss his pants. His hand just comes down and points at him and goes, you're a dick!
That's the greatest moment ever.
I love that moment so much. It's not like necessarily original, but it's just so well delivered.
I think I know the reason why name tags took so long to get to us. Jared's doing rebellion.
And actually, yeah, one of the greatest lines I love from Craig is one of the YouTube exclusive from the Screwtech YouTube channel, and it was, we're independent bitches, do some research, you know?
Yeah. That was
because
the,
that was such a great video.
Wasn't that the video about how Hard News is going to be on Screwtech only?
No, it was a video about the fact that some guy said, hey, Screwtech is now owned by Viacom, so screw Screwtech.
Oh yeah,
no.
That one.
Yeah,
that was
it was epic. Just an answer to all those douchebags. That was epic. Craig, fuck the world.
Mike, Viacom's a douche. I just gotta put that out there.
Sure is. Okay, now we have this other new topic. I think it's in the forum talk section. This guy proposing a new layout for Screwtech. Which, I took a look at it. He had, like, these buttons. Like, it's just basically revamps of the buttons. I gotta say, the revamps look pretty cool. It's more long lines of the blue, light blue scheme that Screwtech is, you know, kind of oriented around. So I think it's a good idea, personally.
But come on. I mean, the site is just perfect right now. I mean, we haven't, like, get used to it still, I guess, you know, because for me, it's still brand new. I mean, the new skin and all that. So why not wait a little?
I guess that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's nothing drastic. It's basically just makes it look nicer. But the way it's it's just like a... I wouldn't say look nicer, it just makes it look a little different, so... I respect it in that sense.
Yeah. All I gotta say about this
is... Get rule.
Search bar, that's all I needed. Now I can research Puntos whenever I want.
Hell yeah. Now, this is not really a new type of format, but this is something we've noticed, which is important, because... I gotta say, guys, an important G1 has been missing for a bit.
Oh, yeah, man.
On the A3 topic, I believe Hyperdrake has not been online for about, 7 to 8 days, and he never, announced it to any of us. Even, and that was near when we were doing another, another G1 attack, so we should have had some contact, at least.
And actually, you know, the day before he just vanished into thin air, I actually asked him, hey, dude, tomorrow I'll need your voice for a G1 Attack promo advertisement to be featured on thisweekingeek.net, by Birdman the Twig. And he said, yeah, no problem, see you tomorrow. And he never came back. Wow.
I'm kind of freaked out, dude. Especially that, he told you, this is unexpected. And you see, what really scares me is the fact that, say something happened to our precious Hyperjerk, our precious sex appeal. I mean, from what I know about his parents and his brother and stuff like that, they have no idea, what he does online. I mean, sounds weird, but they don't.
Watch porn.
that's what I'm getting at. But seriously, if something did happen to him, we would, probably never, ever know.
Basically.
Hey, man.
Here's our recap. Yeah. Our British sex appeal is missing. Go find him.
I know. I want to get Guru Larry to do a search or something like that. Or
maybe you can find him on the Yellow Pages.
Maybe actually. They want to add his first name, but his first name is Chris. If someone actually wants to look through the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, let's look for the Jerk family.
Yeah, let's see how many pages. Chris. No last name. Millions of hits.
But yeah, if you guys have any information, that'd be helpful. I mean, just to put some peace on me or everyone else, because, it's hard not doing a show without the British sex appeal, man.
Yeah, it's really hard. That's why you brought me in, but I'm nowhere close to being British.
Yeah. Yeah, but he really is an awesome guy, and he does a lot of work for Screwtax, so, I want to make sure he's still okay and, keep in good hopes for him.
Yep. All right.
So after that, I guess I just bring this up about the Game Dave thread, so... Again, to reiterate, game day was pretty fun. I mean, you enjoyed it, right, Troy?
Yep, I had a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun killing you.
Okay, yeah. Ben, were you able to participate in the game day?
No, because actually, I was so freaking busy, because I came up with a new review and a new musical video, 2 days ago, something like that. So I had no freaking idea, I didn't have time. And actually, I don't have my Halo 3 copy with me right now, so I was screwed.
They also had COD 4, though.
They did.
I don't have COD 4, because I rent him, and then I was I'd rather play COD 4 on the PC, actually.
Actually, I have COD 4 for the PC as well. I bought that first before I bought my 360, which is a month ago. So, I don't feel like buying it again.
Some people do prefer the COD 4 on the PC, I guess, because Call of Duty initially was a PC game before it went to console.
Also, making clans is so much easier.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so I guess after this, we're going to have one of Ben's patented awesome interviews.
Yeah. And today's interview, pay attention to today's interview, because it's going not to be a male. And that's all I'm going to say. God. You'll discover that.
Oh, my God.
We will have boobs.
Oh, I haven't said it's a female. It's just not a male.
Wait a minute.
We're getting into drastic territory.
Now I'm thinking of you're interviewing a walrus or something like that.
you're interviewing God, who has no gender. Yeah.
Well, stay tuned and you'll find out.
Foot-long curry.
Stay tuned, guys, and you'll find out by yourself.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys.
It's time now for the segment you were all waiting for. Soon to be your favorite, soon to be the best in the world. It's Friends Band's interviews.
Alright, so maybe you know this chick for having goggles. She's kind of a newcomer on Screw Attack, but I'm pretty sure you've seen her presentation featured on a top G1 post recently. G1 Attack willing also to promote and meet new G1s, especially when they got boobies. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Sakimi, aka that chick with the goggles. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Ben?
I'm doing good. Alright, so can I call you Christy during this interview?
That's fine.
Alright, Christy, for those of you who don't know ya, can you tell us more about yourself?
Well, I'm a 20-year-old illustration student from Baltimore, and I am awesome, and apparently also I have boobies.
Oh. I'm pretty sure, like, of the G1s, I've remarked that the boobies more than they remark your talent in graphics, but yeah. Alright, so can you tell us what introduced you to Screw Attack, actually?
Actually, you. I started out going to that guy with the glasses, right, and I saw your video on there, and I ended up at Screw Attack, basically.
Then that's great. That's great that, yeah, I'm pretty glad that my show can bring people to Screw Attack, and yeah. But I won't tell a lot about, like, that guy with the glasses, because G1 Attack is all about Screw Attack and only Screw Attack. Alright, so what is your favorite show already on Screw Attack?
That's a tough one. I don't really have a favorite just yet. I like watching all of them, still.
Alright, I mean, if you had to choose between, like, Hard News or The Angry Video Game Nerd or the Side-Scrollers...
Okay, fine. Angry Video Game Nerd.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty top-notch. I mean, you can't go wrong. Alright. So, Christy, do you do anything else than playing video games and making new videos and bouncing around in your videos?
Well, I draw. That's about it, though. I draw and I play video games. That's my life.
That's great, because it means that you're all about your passion, and I really admire that, actually.
Thank you.
That's great. So, how you came to do reviews and videos in the first place?
Well, I've always been a gamer since, like, 6 years old, maybe. And about 2 years ago? No, about a year ago, I discovered the Angry Video Game Nerd. And after watching that for a really long time and getting to know a lot of people in the community, I decided that maybe I should try and do that, too.
Yeah, so actually that's pretty odd that you didn't came to Screw Attack earlier, because, I mean, and you know, The Angry Video Game Nerd has always been part of Screw Attack.
Yeah, I actually started watching him on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, for a really long time.
Alright, so Christy, do you own a shitload of games?
I own a moderate shit ton of games. I have a lot of ROMs.
That's illegal. Kids,
yes,
don't touch ROMs. Alright, so if you'd have to keep three games on Desert Island, what would they be?
Three games and
Yeah, three games. And a system and a TV setup, of course.
Okay. Let's see. I'd have to keep Lunar 2 Eternal Blue for the PlayStation. I'd have to keep Super Mario World.
Yeah.
And Pokemon. Any version.
Any version? Like, which one is your favorite Pokemon version?
Crystal.
Crystal?
Yeah.
And what's the difference with Gold and Silver?
Well, Gold and Silver sucked because they were black and white, and Crystal was in color, and it had moving pictures, so.
Gold wasn't in black and white?
Yahan. It was a Game Boy game, not a Game Boy Advance game.
Alright, so what was your first gaming system?
My first was a Sega Genesis.
Rock on. Why not a Super Nintendo, then?
Cause my cousin had one already, and I figured I'd get what he didn't have.
Okay. You're doing good so far. So, alright, so have you been influenced by any gal? Like, can you give me the name of any artist you want to give tribute to?
As far as physical, like, visual art?
Yeah, maybe, you know, anything, like movies, comic book, whatever.
Well, okay, I really like Paul Pope, he's awesome. James Jean is also awesome. And Sam Weber, he's like my idol. He does watercolors that are, like, amazing, and if you don't know him, you should definitely check him out.
Okay, I guess I'll put a link, because I have no idea what you're talking about right now. Alright.
Sure.
So now, guys, we're going for the best segment of the interview. It's called, you know what it's called, right?
I know what it's called.
Then tell me.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. I lied.
It's called, what's your favorite? If I ask you, like, what's your favorite Ninja Turtle, what your answer is?
Leonardo.
Okay, so try to answer as quick as possible, okay?
Okay.
Alright, go. Favorite...
PlayStation 2.
Favorite TV show?
Scrubs.
Favorite old-school cartoon?
Freakazoid.
Favorite cartoon theme song?
Captain Planet.
Really?
Yeah!
I mean, that was catchy, but that was ridiculous at the same time.
That's why it's awesome!
Alright. Favorite animated movie?
Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh yeah, that's a great one. Alright, favorite live action movie?
That one's tougher. Fuck, let's see. How about Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Alright, favorite G1?
You?
Oh, cool. Thank you, guy. Alright, thank you, dude. Favorite podcast?
This one.
Great.
Obviously.
Alright, and favorite Disney movie?
Lion King.
Oh, no way, but... Alright, and favorite Pokemon?
Pikachu.
Oh, original, I mean. Come on.
Wait, how can you dislike him?
How about Pichu? He's a lot cuter than Pikachu.
Yeah, but Pichu kills himself. He's not cool.
Okay. Alright. Sekimi, can you tell us what are your plans for the future?
Well, I'd like to be a concept artist, hopefully maybe at Disney or some other place like that. Or a gaming company.
Yeah, a gaming company would be great, actually.
Yeah.
Alright. Would you tell your children to go to Screw Attack?
Absolutely, if I have children.
Okay, so now you know what? It's time for the best segment of this interview. Once again, it's... You know what this one is called?
Well, I know it's the one where you ask me lots of questions.
It's Choose Your Destiny. You have two possible choices each time, okay? Like The Simpsons or Family Guy.
Okay.
The Simpsons or Family Guy?
Oh, sorry. Family Guy.
Alright, cool, I agree. Alright, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Alright, the Angry Video Game Nerd or Nostalgia Critic?
Angry Video Game Nerd.
Captain N or Captain S?
Captain S.
PS3 or Xbox 360?
Xbox 360.
G1 Attack or the Side Scrollers?
G1 Attack.
Guitar Hero or Rock Band?
Rock Band.
Really?
Really?
Oh, come on.
I like to sing.
It's like a ripoff.
No, it's not a ripoff, it's better.
Alright. Marvel Comics or DC Comics?
Marvel Comics.
Rock on. Genesis or the SNES?
Genesis.
Mega Man or Proto Man?
Mega Man.
Gears of War, the Gears of War movie or the Pac-Man movie?
The Pac-Man movie.
Yeah, it's going to be hilarious. I have no idea what they'll come up with, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Alright. Castlevania or Metroid?
Castlevania.
Wow!
I like vampires.
You know that Screw Attack is almost like, you know, a reference to the Metroid franchise? So you're making a lot of enemies there, okay?
Yeah. I didn't say I didn't like Metroid. I just, you know, I play Castlevania more.
And no problem. And finally, I usually ask this question to boys, but I don't know, Screw Attack or a free porno site?
Screw Attack.
Oh. You know it's a free porno site on Sunday, right?
Really? Well, that's good to know.
Okay. Christy, can you tell me if you're working on a new video coming soon?
I sure am, and you guys should definitely check it out. I'm reviewing one of my favorite games from long, long ago. It's called Jill of the Jungle.
Right. So, what games are you playing right now these days?
These days, I'm still trying to beat Final Fantasy XII, because I'm being lazy about it.
Yeah, and it's like 2 years old now.
Yeah, well, I got to the end, and I'm like, ooh, I don't really feel like going and beating this game just yet, so.
I can see, okay. Alright, take a long breath, because it's time for the very, very best segment of the lot, and it's called, Can You Flash Your Boobs for Screw Attack? No. Actually, it's called, you know what this one is called, right? Come on.
Don't make me do it again.
Last one. It's test.
Test
your might.
Test your mind.
Your might.
Might. Sorry.
All right. You're an anime fangirl, right?
I'm a relatively anime.
Like
girl, yes.
Your knowledge covers a great variety of anime, right?
Oh yeah.
And you're also into Pokemon, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but at least that's what you can tell your dog. But I won't believe you until you've proved me your nerdiness.
Alright, you're on.
If you fail even once, you'll have to take a picture of you saying, I'm a freaking noob, or Frenchman kicked my ass, or something like that, okay?
Alright.
But if you win, then it will be a picture of me. Alright. Let's get ready to rumble! Alright, what is the name of the main character in Evangelion? Easy one. I want a full name.
Hiro Yamada?
What in the world? Come on, think about it. You gotta know the answer. It's Evangelion, I mean, like, wow.
Yeah, like, wow, I don't know. You got me already.
Shinji Ikari.
Shinji, right. I knew
Alright, let's go on. What can you use to beat a ghost-type Pokemon?
You can use anything that's not a physical attack, like magic, or not magic, but like fire spells and other things like that.
And psycho stuff and all that. Alright, yeah. I accept this answer. What's a Shinigami in Bleach and in Death Note?
A Shinigami is a death god.
Yeah, but how about Reaper. Bleach?
Hmm?
And in Bleach, it's what?
It's a soul keeper. Soul Reaper? Reaper.
Alright. Who is Kentaro Miura? Kentaro Miura, whatever. Try to think about it. Kentaro Miura, one of my favorite manga of all time, and I know you read it. And it's Ken Kusanagi's favorite mangas.
Is he the guy who wrote One Piece?
It's Berserk!
Ah, Berserk. Duh, I knew that, I really did.
The guy behind Berserk, right. And because it's been too easy so far, here's one ridiculously hard question. In the end of Pokemon Gold or Silver, you can find Ash hiding in a cave, right? For some reason. What is the level of his Pikachu?
70.
It's 87.
87.
Alright. By the way, if one of our listeners, one of G1's listening to us right now, knows the answer, let me tell you, you're a freaking nerd, because it's freaking nerdy knowledge, right? I mean, you consider yourself a huge Pokemon nerd and you didn't even know. So, I mean, if somebody knows
close in
the audience, he's a freaking nerd. You have no life, okay? Alright, we're almost done. So, Christy, I hope you enjoyed the interview.
I did.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You're a freaking huge noob in Pokemon and anime, but hey, we're going to have a really good picture. Hopefully bouncing boobs, but hey, we cannot ask.
We'll see what I can bring up.
Alright, do you have any special announcement you want to do for the G1s or the Screw Attack?
I just want to say, stay tuned to my channel, and thanks for the good comments, and look forward to me.
Yeah, and you're already in G1 Attack, whereas you're real newcomer, so hopefully we'll get a lot of newcomers soon, but hey, you know, it's like a first, so rock on. Do you know what the final word is? Frenchman interviews? When I ask, like, every single my interviewee? Something for Star Fox?
Nope. Something I never played Star Fox.
Something very popular on the internet? I ask you to say, DO A BARREL ROLL!
Do a barrel roll. I know that.
Yeah, so please take a long breath and try to give me the best barrel roll you can get.
Alright. Do a barrel roll!
Alright. That was cool, I guess.
Hey guys, welcome back. Now it's time for our awesome discussion. So, I want to lead in the discussion by saying that video games basically kick ass now. They are really, like, they've really exploded into, like, a mainstream audience, and, you know, they're branching out as a medium, a really popular medium. But as we all know deep in our heart, when they branch out to other mediums, they usually suck ass. I mean, movies, and a lot of other mediums too, like literature, art, TV shows, you know, even music and comics and stuff like that. So I have a question, what do you think it'll take for video games to ever get beyond that level of, that sort of stereotype that we all have about them sucking immediately?
Yeah.
Also, I want to say, we're going to take this in sort of like a step. So we're going to start off with literature, comics, then go to music, then TV shows, and finish off with the biggest one of all, movies. So, start off with literature and comics. What do you guys think about that? Like,
alright. So, comic books, in an overall view, actually, I think that, you know, it's the same for every single media. I mean, come on. Can you think of a very good, apart from the Star Wars comic book, can you think of a very good movie, comic book adapted from a movie, or a very good book adapted from a movie, or, you know, because actually it's normal that the best thing about a certain subject is its original medium. I think it's normal. But for the comic book, they had a very, very cool comic book, Resident Evil, by Image Comics. And the novel kicks ass. But, we're not doing novel, but...
S.D. Perry? I believe his name is?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next one.
Yeah, but I guess so too. I mean, even, like, the books are... The Halo books are doing pretty well. I mean,
Story.
I think the only problem comes from the fact that I think it's a little bit more lenient on comic books. That's why you're seeing like Gears of War being turned into a comic book, because it's part story and part action. Like you have something like Watchmen, which is like a very, very, very intellectual comic book. It's a novel basically. But then you have stories like 300, where it's just these beautiful, beautiful, you know, action-painted backgrounds, so...
Yeah.
I think video games fit more into that, because they have a little bit less story, you know?
Yeah, and more art.
Yeah, more art,
basically,
definitely.
You know what they should be? A Halo 3 multiplayer comic book with 12-year-olds running around killing each other, and then teabagging. that will sell out in a week.
Yeah, that will be so retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in reality,
Machinima movies, the movie, or the book.
Yeah. But in reality, though, comic books can easily be adapted to video games just because of the fact there's artwork in them. Because when you're reading a novel, it's kind of hard to, like, picture this inside, like, the game's engine. But with art, it makes it easier to do this, and you can really visualize and feel what these characters are doing. So I think comic books will probably have a great influence on the video game culture.
Well, that I can do, like... Like, if you're talking like comic books to video games, I mean, here we are, they're great. Yeah. Yeah, but I think like the important thing is, I'm probably gonna bring this up with every single one, is that you really don't want to take the exact story of the video game and put it to another medium, because the problem with that is, I mean, how it's structured in the game. If it's a good story in the game, it's structured differently to where you have these breaks of actual gameplay. So I think that's what's great about the Halo books, is the fact that it's not just Master Chief going around, like, you know, it's not like the Halo 1 is, like, the exact retelling of Halo 1. It goes back, and it gives some backstory, and allows the actual author to, you know, be a little creative with it, come up with new things that weren't necessarily in the book. I think that's why even, like, this is branching off a bit, but why the Star Wars books are so popular. Because you're going to have all this background to follow,
yeah.
And that also translates to video games.
Yeah, and actually, as just like Kane Kusanagi said in one of his Stupid Gaming, what's great when it comes on a different medium is when actually they develop the whole universe of the actual game, and not just like trying to re-experience the same thing you've experienced with a video game, because it's a freaking video game, it's not a freaking book. So, you know, you can have like have the same feeling and same experience. So why bother like trying to do the exact same experience? So that's great when they try to extend the universe, and so it makes the whole experience of like whole story of Resident Evil, Halo, and all that it adds credibility to the universe of Gears of War, for example. So I think that's great in this way, but sometimes you're just screwing up.
Yeah, okay. I gotta say something real quick though. The Resident Evil series is actually one of the few successful ones that retell the story of the games, but does it so well you don't even care. I've read about three of them right now, and I've only picked up, I know there's one original story which I probably am going to get soon, but all he does is retell the stories and just says it so well you don't care, you just want to read. Even if you played the games like a million times before, it's still just a great experience, and I suggest anyone out there pick them up.
Okay, now on to the music side of things. Now, I think like when it comes to the quality, I think video games have always had some kick-ass music. I think Ben can attest to that. Soundtracks. But I think the thing is more of like, you know, like, because you see genres like, I guess, like, a good example is like punk. Like, punk in the 70s and 80s was underground, it was hardcore. But then it moved up to like 90s punk with Blink-182, Green Day, etc. It became more of a mainstream thing where you could hear it on the radio. Do you think it'll ever be a point that we can hear a game soundtrack on the radio in either a rendition or the full actual version?
Wow. Actually, I don't think we've ever had like the Mario theme song on a mainstream radio. I mean, you can have like a lot of very great video game music radio over the internet, but wow, on a real radio, I'm not sure we'll ever see that, except if one video game really has a soundtrack that's designed, you know, in the commercial way of MTV and all that crap. But then this game will freaking suck. I mean, come on. I mean, like, the Burnout franchise has a very, like, crappy soundtrack because it's very commercial and it sounds like something you can hear on the radio. And I think that's sad. Come on, be original, and that's why I like video game music, because there's so much like apart from they detach themselves from the mainstream music you can hear all day.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting though is like, first of all, do you guys know what nerdcore is?
Little bit.
Yeah, it's like these guys, basically it's rap but for geeks, which I think is actually kind of interesting. What they do is they do like make something that's a little bit more, I guess, universal, like not necessarily like hip-hop now, but like still like kind of with a beat and more of that, but they usually do intermixes with video games and stuff like that. Like, some people even do like renditions where they put their song to a sound, like a theme, and then it matches up perfectly, and it kind of works in that aspect.
Yeah. So,
yeah, or the horrible YouTube example is they took the Snoop Dogg's Drop It Like It's Hot, and they put it with Kirby. It's one of the funniest things ever.
How?
It's like,
that's
drop
weird.
It like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
We'll
have to put a link to it in the video. I think it's good because then people are able to like experience like even like some songs I've heard. Like, I wasn't 100% sure where it came from when I heard the rap rendition of it. So it was like, oh, I'll check it out. And then it was like, oh, cool, it's from this awesome video game. Nice.
Actually, I've seen like, what's Troy?
Oh, well, I gotta say, there are a lot of good video game music still being played today, and a prime example is the Tetris theme.
Yeah,
that theme's still being played today. Halo.
Oh, God.
Halo has like one of the best soundtracks ever. I don't think we're ever gonna see them in like a radio, but you could probably easily, like, on any internet station, probably find something blasting that's related to video games, and just great.
Yeah, but what I've seen is like, I guess it was like seeing the future. There was one guy that is still doing original composition for the Game Boy processor, and it's being broadcasted in some clubs nearby him and all that, and he does outdoor concert. And actually, yeah, he has like a ton of Game Boy and NES just hooked up to a freaking console and actually is composing on the processor. So you get this retro feeling, but it's original rendition and it's freaking greatness, because I mean, I freaking love like this old school, you know, chip tune effect and kind of sounds you can get. Like, yeah, the beep beep from the NES was, wow, greatness. And so I can't get enough of this kind of soundtrack. And I think it's great that this guy is actually making money and a living of doing original songs for a Game Boy and NES processors. Because, oh my god, I'd really love to hear that on the radio, because that would be so much more original.
Yeah.
I mean, the 8-bit stuff's like using Nerdcore a lot, too.
Yeah, well, I want to do one quick question. What is your favorite 8-bit song? Mine happens to be the fight theme from Punch-Out.
Wow, that's a very tough one, because I'm a freaking video game music nerd, and I love a lot.
That's why I brought this question up.
Freaking 8-bit songs.
I think I'm
gonna
pop out and just go with the G1 Attack theme.
Oh, don't do that, man.
It's pretty awesome, though. I mean,
yeah, it's
like,
awesome.
It's not original, by the way. If anyone wants to ask, it's actually inside the boss tower from Kirby Nightmare and Dream Land on the GBA, but
damn,
it matched up perfectly.
Yeah.
Man, just like that, I said that I can't get enough of Mega Man 2 soundtrack, but everybody knows why.
Because it's so great.
Yeah. Also, just chiming the thing on the end of the music segment, I just want to say that it's not really a good addition, but I think that techno artists do like remix the crap out of everything, and video games happens to be one of the things that they do a lot. Like, there's about 5 to 6 Tetris remixes.
By the way, when the hell is Retro Remix going to come back? Because I'm freaking loving the show.
Well, let's try and see if we can find DJ Axis and bring him back.
DJ Axis, if you're listening to G1 Attack, please come back to Screw Attack and make us awesome remixes, because those were the best.
Yeah. We will beg.
Okay, so now on to the
TV shows
section. Yep. So, I mean, this is an interesting one, because I think it's probably the one with the least amount of entries, because the only ones that I'm really familiar with is the, obviously, Super Mario Bros. Super Show TV show, and then Battletoads. And I guess Pokemon, which...
And Sonic series.
Oh, yeah, of course, Sonic, my bad. How could it
be? Yeah, Sonic. And actually, they just released, like, on the homepage, it's on the homepage of Screw Attack, the Legend of Zelda cartoon.
Well, that was part of the Super Mario Super Show, but regardless, yeah.
It sucked ass, man.
I haven't even watched it yet.
What's the thing that Zelda said, or Link says? Oh, really, princess, or something like that.
I forget.
Oh my god.
I saw this when I was a kid. It sucked, even then.
And actually, pretty much, like, if you really, you know, I mean, you can be a real fan of the Super Mario Bros. Super Show, and a very good fan of... I know that Birdman is a fan of the original Sonic series, and it sucked flat ass, and it was, like, god-awful. I mean, come on, Sonic is eating chili dogs. What the crap was that?
It was really kid-friendly, but I watched that show, to death when I was a kid.
Yeah, I don't think you can really, like, kill Eggman. So, I think they had to go more kid-friendly with that. And also, Ben! High School Ben is a big fan of the Sonic series, I'm telling you. He's seen on multiple ones. I think he has an interview. I don't know if it's still on the front page on Featured. No.
It was soon.
Because I know there's three of them. The Kitty one.
He's seen a bunch of them.
90s.
And, he's probably a big fan of it. And I just wanted to throw that out there that he is.
Yeah. The only one I'm not a big fan of is the 4Kids produced Sonic X one.
Oh, I hated that. Don't even bring that up in my mind.
Well, at first I thought it was kind of cool, but then I watched like to episode like 6. I was like, okay, now it's getting kind of stupid.
Yeah, it went stupid for me from the first episode.
Yeah. Huh. Well, anyway, regardless of that, so what do you guys think about this? Do you think we'll ever get a really good TV show out of video games?
You mean like something way better than Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter series from the United States that was very crappy as hell?
Oh yeah. The anime is actually not too bad. I like the Street Fighter anime.
Actually, if you have to wait, if you want to expect something good adapted from a video game, you have to go to anime and Japanese productions. because
yeah, they always get
because
it right.
They know the medium. Because if you watch like the Street Fighter's Victory series TV show, that this one was great. Whereas like the Street Fighter American version of it, the cartoon was just god awful, and the animation was freaking lazy. And I mean, I guess it's the same because actually the Japanese had a very great Sonic show that was very cool, and that we never saw. We never had a glance of it, but
not really.
I can tell you it's great.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go from there.
I guess anime does just encapsulate video games well, or at least the
yeah.
Yeah, the best. See,
apparently, like, Japanese can get their anime right, and whenever we try, we just fail at it.
It's because it's just the simple reason was like the Japanese created like Street Fighter and all that, so they can really I guess they're really entitled to really handle an animation. Whereas I think when the US version of Street Fighter came out, it was just something to advertise from toys and just get the hype of the game, but it wasn't like a real respect of the original medium. Whereas I don't know if you've seen the anime of F-Zero and Beautiful Joe, but it's very very close to what the game is about, and that's great.
Yeah. Maybe it's the fact that the animation style, because I mean American animation is less detailed but a lot more moving, a lot more fast paced, where Japanese animation like better like looking still frames but a lot slower pace usually.
Yeah. I gotta say something with like the rapid thing of machinima, if you know about that. It's really starting to look better. It's like you can like look at artists like Digital Fear or Rooster Teeth and they have it down. If we're ever gonna see them on television, I don't know, but you can be assured that if you look around on the internet, you will find a lot of it that you're gonna love, and I really do hope that eventually we will get stuff like, you know, TV shows, animation, machinima, all on TV, but until then, I just say, just look on the internet, people. You'll find what you're looking for.
I agree in a sense, but if I'm sorry. It's just with the machinima, like, I respect Digital Fear's Deus Ex Machina series for being an action-driven show, and then Rooster Teeth for making a show that's a comedy show, but not reliant on anything. I think the problem with machinima is the fact, like, Leet Street and stuff like that, to where it's all based in internet culture, to such a point to where no one would understand what the hell is going on if they don't understand internet culture.
If you haven't played the game, although Life of a Turret, if you've seen that one, was pretty good, even though I didn't even play for all the time, and I already knew what it was about.
Oh,
except
great.
For the cake
actually,
part.
You know what, Todd and Troy? Actually, I think that if we want to see like all this awesome stuff on TV, we have to wait until Screw Attack becomes a real TV channel network. That would be so great, you know?
The best TV shows ever.
Yeah, they'll play G1 Attack on the TV. Epic one.
Yeah, Screw Attack channel, man. Way to go. Craig, if you're listening to this, please, in 10 years or so, create the Screw Attack channel.
Yeah, and give us like an hour time slot.
Okay, guys, I guess we might as well move on to the biggest question of them all. Movies. Now, there's a lot of movies that have sucked ass.
Super Mario Brothers movie, example.
Super Mario Brothers movie, basically anything Uwe Boll pulls out.
Yeah. But that's not really a new fashion.
Of course.
Yeah, Street Fighter, of course, man.
Of course.
Yeah. How about Mortal Kombat? This movie sucked ass. Even the first one, I mean, it was decent for kids, but it was still a god-awful movie. I mean, it's not a piece of art to any extent.
Yep. So what do you guys think? What do you think it's going to take for video games to be a serious, a visual medium on the television?
On the movies,
my bad.
I'm going to start with that. Actually, it just depends if the director respects the original form of the game and all that, because if you look at a Silent Hill movie, it's great and it really fits the game because it was great because it was really close to the game because the director is a freaking fan and you can feel it, and he said it like a whole bunch of times because in French too, he has made like a lot of movies in France, but this movie was great, and man, Pyramid Head was very crazy, and Ken Kusanagi has agreed with me. Like, it was crazy as hell, and it was a very good and decent movie because it respected the original form. So I really expect that Bioshock and Gears of War are going to be like that because, you know, the director they choose were pretty good. I guess Max Payne is going to be pretty good because the trailer was kind of cool. but
what do you think about Halo?
Since Uwebol doesn't, yeah. Halo, oh, hello. I don't know.
With Peter Jackson, man, King Kong.
Well, if he's still doing it, I mean, dear God, it's been like forever.
I think he is still doing it. I just think they aren't really doing production on it at the moment.
Well, you see, that's the problem. What people need to realize is the fact is when people say it's in production or like they're like thinking about doing it. It's mean that some people just said, you know, be a cool idea. What? A Halo movie. Like, we could seriously say, you know, we should make a film about this, and then it would be in production.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit misconstrued. Like, I'm actually working on it. So.
Yeah.
Well, I think the big thing for me is that we need to find a good balance because, regardless, I mean, how good a video game story is, it has two problems. One, it's either the story is just enough so you could like get a story. A little bit of a story, then play the gameplay, you know, which isn't story oriented, and then the other part of the story to make a very small story, or get a game like Metal Gear Solid where you have this huge story, but you have this expansive time to understand this really complex story.
Although, to be honest, just watch the cutscenes, and there's your movie. 90 minutes of cutscenes.
Well, but I mean. But if you're going to compress that to an hour and a half in both formats, if you're going to say, okay, we're going to stretch this story to an hour and a half, or we're going to compress Metal Gear Solid to an hour and a half, I just don't think it can be done because people are used to that pacing. Like, okay, here's some story aspects, like this aspect of the story, okay?
Yeah.
Gameplay, here's another aspect. It's like you can't stream that into a full movie.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking
it depends
is
on the game,
I think what needs to be done is we need to have, you know, obviously respect for the medium, so, you know, have all your fan service, have all the characters correct and all that. But instead of taking a video game and making a story out of it, take a cool story that fits the video game, sort of, and then mix it with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The story overall has its arc already predetermined, and you don't have to, like, cram it into this video game story.
Because there's no way Pac-Man is going to be a good movie! Come on!
Dude, that trailer looks so good, though. I so want that to be a movie.
What is it? Just gonna be Pac-Man saying waka 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 for like 2 hours straight?
Nah, it's these guys made a fan film and it was like this guy, it was like all humanized, but they were like these characters called Ghost and he got on this motorcycle and it kind of looked like Pac-Man and Pac-Man he rode off.
Yeah, but that was a fake trailer, but the real movie Pac-Man is in production, so what the fuck? Yeah, man!
Oh, hold
on, said
I'm I'm Wikipedia-ing it right now.
Yeah, it's probably
man,
gonna be like
it was on Hard
One
News.
Pac-Man.
What the hell are you when Hard News is broadcasted? Capcom said they were going to do a freaking after they're going to do like the freaking new Street Fighter movie that's going to be suck.
That's
going to suck ass. They actually plan officially to do a Pac-Man movie, and what the hell is it going to look like?
Well, so
far, I don't know.
Of course,
it's
there's
probably
going to
be like the PlayStation 1. It's probably going to be animated.
I'm just Wikipedia-ing it. Apparently Wikipedia doesn't know anything.
Speaking of which, you know the actor who played M. Bison in the first one? What was his name again?
M. Bison?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like a great actor, and that was like his last role.
I know.
Oh, great.
You wanna know why he did that role?
Oh, yeah, that was Raul Julia.
Yeah.
And that's the sad fact. I mean, if you think about it, like three great American actors, Raul Julia, Orson Welles, and Jimmy Stewart. Okay, he died, like, that was his last role. In Street Fighter.
Do you want to know why he got that role?
Why?
He did it because his children asked him to. Like, thanks, kids! You just ruined my career!
Well, it doesn't matter. He died right afterwards. But,
yeah, unfortunate.
But Orson Welles' last role was the Transformers movie, the 19...
It was great!
Yeah, that was
and
epic.
And then, this is my favorite. Jimmy Stewart, you know, from Casablanca,
Never
It's a Wonderful
that.
Life,
yeah.
All those great movies. He's a great American actor, like one of the first ones. His last role was he did a voice in the show Goof Troop.
Oh,
for
sad.
One episode.
Oh.
I'm like, oh
sad.
Man.
Oh, okay, so I pulled up something on the Pac-Man thing. And apparently they've already made a deal. They've just signed a $200 million deal with Grosvenor Park or whatever. A 5-picture deal. And... No, they're going to do a Castlevania film, a Pac-Man film. I don't know what else is
Castlevania is going to be made by Paul Anderson, the guy behind the Mortal Kombat movie and the Resident Evil movie, so it's going to be freaking horrible. I mean, I won't even pay for this piece of shit.
I know I'm probably going to get killed for this, but I actually kind of like the Resident Evil movies. They kind of stay with it.
Man!
Kind of. kind of, not a lot. I was able to sit through it, I'll say that much.
That was a freaking piece of shit, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't rely to like any kind, anything. They made Resident Evil look like something for, like, guys in kindergarten with, yeah, action, blood, yeah, but, rock on.
Yeah,
but it was a disgrace to the entire Zombies
franchise. I was
disgusted
at the story, but it was enough for me to sit through it. Also, again, probably gonna get a lot of hate mail. I actually kind of liked Mortal Kombat. Not
yeah,
one,
like,
not two.
Whatever,
two was terrible.
It was like okay. It was like me and Superman Returns. I was able to sit through it and go, I got nothing out of that. Like, it didn't anger me, but I got nothing out of it.
Yeah,
well, anyway, guys,
just due to time,
we gotta wrap it up. So this has been G1 Attack Episode 5, and I hope you guys enjoyed. So time to sign off. I'm Awkward Todd.
I was French Man. Please be sure to submit some stuff for next G1 Attack if you want to get featured, dude.
Yeah, and you were French Man. Yes, you were.
Yeah, and I.
And of course, our new guy, Oliver Troy.
Opinionated Troy. Send your hate mail to the Gamer Chef. Just PM me.
All right.
Okay. See you guys.
See you.